Three new water experts have joined the research staff at LSU Ag Center's Red River Research Station in Bossier City. Economist Naveen Adesumoli is crunching the numbers on how smart irrigation techniques can benefit Louisiana farmers. He wants them to rethink how they irrigate their land and introduce them to soil moisture sensors and bookkeeping strategies that would reduce the amount of water they use on their crops and put more money in their wallet.
We have a lot of crop acres in Caddo Parish, and we're talking about 1 million acres of soybeans in the state, about 500,000 of corn acres in the state, probably millions of dollars, just from crop production could be saved, absolutely.
Adesumoli and his colleagues are setting up a demonstration plot at the research station. He says next year, after they've gathered reliable data, they plan to hold workshops so farmers can see how the sensors work to reduce runoff and prevent excess watering of crops. Residential irrigation system installers also are interested in this technology. John Cavanaugh is the president of the Louisiana Irrigation Association. He's owned a landscaping and irrigation company in Ruston for 40 years. He says technology used on farms eventually trickles down to the homeowner.
We're in a yard right now as we speak on the north side of Ruston installing a system that will have a rain sensor and a monitoring ability on it to where if it starts raining at midnight, that sprinkler system's not going to come on at 4 a.m. that morning. The person doesn't get up out of bed to try to cut it off in between.
Cavanaugh says about three-quarters of the irrigation systems he installs now have a smart technology feature that gathers weather data to ensure they will not go on in the rain. He says high-tech sensors that read soil moisture are slower to catch on. The big boo-hoo, he says, is seeing a sprinkler system turn on in the rain.